This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So for those of us that are in the gun industry, from, say, 2007 forward, it has been an interesting time. And we're going to describe how interesting this is, because joining me is somebody who's sort of been in the same sort of trench I'm in, just in a different sort of genre. Joining me now from Blackbriar Media is Kevin Brazel. Good evening, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Absolutely. Kevin is a photographer, videographer, and he does a lot of things, but one thing he does really, really well is the gun industry. And, now on Blackbriar Media, you do everything. You do refugee and portraits and families and weddings and outdoor and, astrophotography and all these other things. And in addition to that, you hold down a daytime job. So is Blackbriar Media sort of a passion project?
Yeah, I think that's accurate, Bill. Thanks for having me on the show. And I'd love to talk about Blackbriar Media. It is a passion project of mine. And it's something that I never sought out or I never went looking for necessarily. I happen to be a photographer. I was doing photography across a lot of landscapes and corporate events. I'm in the software and technology industry. And I did a series of photos with firearms that got a lot more attention than any of the other really high-quality, professional-level landscape and beauty portrait photos that I was doing at the time. And so that's kind of how I suppose I stumbled into it. Firearms have always been a passion of mine, and this was a pretty natural outlet to take the expertise that I had gained over lots of years and to really start to produce great firearms photographs.
Yeah, and the thing about your photographs, like you have done a lot of work with the people from Terran Tactical, of course, and Terran makes some of the most visually striking guns out there. But he's also got Jade Strzok, who Jade is 21 years old. She would twist me into a nice fresh pretzel with extra salt if she needed to. But she's she is a goofball to speak with. She can be a very sultry model, and on the range, she is a demon. I mean, and you go out there and you can't do, there's a point to this, folks, that I'm going to get to with Kevin as we go along, but there's some things you just can't do with an iPhone, is there?
Yeah, I think that's accurate. And I think that as iPhones if you think about the phones, regardless of the vendor, that we carry around in our pockets nowadays, they are extremely capable devices. But you're right. There are still things that you can't quite achieve or looks that you can't quite get unless you're doing professional level photography, unless you have professional level equipment and you're really diving down into the details of pre-production planning and lighting and then into post-production, into Lightroom and Photoshop, and all of your different tools. So yeah, I completely agree that there certainly is a different tier, a different level that I like to bring my photography and that professional photographer's output than you can be produced on the phones in our pocket.
Well, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, and tell me if you would concur with this. Now, social media took gun publicity out of the pages of Guns and Ammo and gun magazines and all this other stuff, and threw it out there, thrust it out there. Video was possible, better photographs were possible. Getting out there and highlighting and collecting your photographs and putting them somewhere where everybody could see them, that was possible. Doing things online was possible. And between 2007 and 2000 and, I don't know, 15, 16, that was just a wide open busting thing, which was not, you know, I've got the show, my show started out as a podcast. You have a great, you have multiple Instagram accounts with great stuff on it, but, it's sort of swinging back around, isn't it? The pendulum is sort of swinging back around a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, what we've seen with technology, you know, increasing at a significant rate is you've seen a pretty major decentralization, I think, of where media is produced. It used to be that, you know, back in the 80s and 90s when I grew up, all of the content that I absorbed or that I watched was Hollywood level. It was shot on cameras that were as expensive as a home.
Right.
And anymore, you're just not seeing that. A lot of people are able to produce quality content on devices that look more like DSLRs or even phones. And I think we're seeing like a pretty big decentralization where everyone is included in and anyone can be a content creator. And I think that's a really cool and interesting time that we're in, not only are we creating that content, but we've never been closer to the people that we respect or admire or demonize. You know, you can just reach out to anybody with the click of a button. It's in your pocket today like it's never been before. I think that's interesting.
It's very interesting, but at the same time, as we're going through this interesting time, there was a moment in the gun industry, for example, where from the opening of YouTube to 2016, where, as YouTube is an example, where anything and everything could be put on YouTube.
Sure.
But now that is contracting. There was a time with Facebook where anything and everything could be put on Facebook. And you didn't have to pay to boost it because it would actually get out there to your followers. And Instagram is owned by Facebook.
Yeah.
And right now Facebook is sort of tamping down on that too. So all of those that, and we're going to explore this a little deeper as we go, but we're going to talk about Blackbriar Media as well, just because it's just such a cool entity. But as all of these things begin to contract, people like you are going to become really sort of the only games in town. There's not that many people I know of, and I mentioned one, and I don't even know his real name, Stickman. But, I mean, your work is on par with Stickman's as far as the stuff. And a good photograph or a good setting of a gun or a good setting of movement or something is that can really set an ad campaign going.
Yeah, I think it really can, and I think there are some pretty interesting trends that we're seeing with social media now. You're right in saying that the algorithms used to be much more simple, and you know, Second Amendment content and you know, content that is not favored by some of these large tech companies haven't always been under fire like they are now. I know a lot of accounts and a lot of friends of mine are being deplatformed, or they're being demonetized, or in my case, and in, you know, a lot of people that I know.
Let me get you to hold right there, if I could. We're coming up on the break.
Yep, sure.
You can find his stuff at blackbriarmedia.com. Additionally, blackbriar.media on Instagram. My guest is Kevin Brazel. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. I am talking to Kevin Brazel. He is the owner-operator of Blackbriar Media, which is a multi-function media company, but he does some of the very best gun images you can imagine. And we were talking about deplatformings and everything else, and I had to interrupt you. If you'd like to continue with that thought, I would love to hear it.
Yeah, sure, Bill. I was just talking about, you know, the fact that Second Amendment content is being deplatformed, it's being deprioritized. The algorithm is changing on, you know, when we talk Facebook and YouTube and Instagram. I think we're getting into a dangerous, we're getting into some dangerous territory where we're going to have to make some decisions on, you know, maybe alternative platforms, maybe at a governmental level as well, if we could talk politics for a minute.
Sure.
About whether these companies are actually service providers, or do they, you know, are they procuring, are they curating content? And I think that there's an interesting conversation to be had. It will be interesting to see where that lands long term. But I've been around long enough that I've seen a lot of my friends on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube demonetize and deplatform. And I really think it's a shame that we're seeing that. We're living in a time where that is supported and very prevalent.
Yeah, that part of it. I mean, I'm watching what YouTube is doing. I'm not as worried about YouTube as I am Facebook. Facebook, just talking pure politics, has the capability of possibly changing the outcome of between 2.5 and 10 million votes, which, you know, it's fairly substantial. That's two. I live in South Carolina, where we got 5 million residents, so that's two South Carolinas they sway. And it is a problem, but at the same time, I kind of think that somewhere in some deep, dark lab, they're trying to write the next YouTube and the next Facebook. I mean, Facebook, that took over from what, MySpace, and I don't know where YouTube, did YouTube predate Vimeo and Dailymotion, or were they there first and they just came in strong and then Google gobbled them up? I haven't paid that much attention to it.
Yeah, it's a great question. I heard about both of them, I think, kind of around the same time frame. I think Vimeo may be a little bit newer than that.
Yeah, I think YouTube will get replaced. The problem, I've got video on GunStreamer, right? I don't know if you're aware of GunStreamer or not, but GunStreamer doesn't have the search function that YouTube does, so there's not a whole lot of traffic going there. But at the same time, it's a place to go.
Sure.
So, you know, I don't know what the next thing's going to be. But, however, the problem, this is the thing, though. See, you have a portfolio of work, right, now. You have a portfolio of things that you've done and everything else, and that stuff is going to live on into perpetuity because it is on Instagram and it is out there, and so far Instagram hasn't done anything crazy, even though Facebook owns them. Do you think we're going to see this shift? You know, before it was analog, then it became digital. And is it going to go back to being analog because digital is going to shove everybody out?
Well, I certainly see, I mean, the space is very volatile. I mean, the only thing that I know right now for sure is that it's going to be completely different in a year or two. I think certainly that we've seen a big shift from Hollywood to the YouTube culture, and think about meme culture. Think about every 16-year-old or even, you know, 19, 20, 25, 35-year-old that you know who, you know, is subscribed to maybe a meme account on Instagram or some sort of a fail video account on YouTube. We're consuming media in a much different way now than we ever have. And I think your question, Bill, was, do you think that we'll swing back the other way? I think that there will always be a market for high quality, you know, super high quality content. And that's really where I capitalize. If I think about Blackbriar Media and, you know, what we're good at, what I'm good at, it's producing the highest quality images that I can of whatever it is that I've photographed at the time. Firearms are a passion project of mine. I flew out to Terran Tactical to get, you know, early access to the SPI Terran Tactical 2011 Combat Master that was that was used in John Wick 3.
Oh, yes.
And it was an amazing firearm. That is what gets me up and wakes me up and gets me pumped about going out and shooting photographs of beautiful, beautiful guns. But just to swing back onto the original question, I think that there will always be a market for really high quality photography. And that's not going away. The fact that anybody can be a creator now is interesting, and it's a trend that I think is here to stay.
Well, but let's see. We got about 2 minutes here. Let me pose the question to you, okay? So your stuff that you do, for example, a picture of a gun, like, say, the Combat Master, which is a very photogenic gun, if there's such a thing.
Absolutely. Phenomenal. Darren Tactical and SDI did a phenomenal job with that gun. I can't say enough great things about it.
I've got a Staccato P sitting right here in front of me. I love the things. But you can also take any run-of-the-mill gun out there because you know you have the skill set that goes along with lighting and composition and editing and all this other stuff, and you can make it pop as good as that Terran Tactical SDI collaboration can, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Using fundamental techniques, that I didn't invent, to be totally frank, but using the fundamental techniques of photography, good lighting and composition and organization of your subject, and then marketing and showing those to, a group or an audience which is interested in that content. But to your question, for sure, I'm skilled in taking a subject. I think you can tell that I'm pretty analytical. I put a lot of thought into technique and
I tell you what,
equipment and the mechanisms I do.
Before you get into the process, coming up on the next break, if you would tell people how to find all the ways that they can see the work of Blackbriar Media.
Yeah, sure. Check me out on Instagram at Blackbriar Media. If you want to check out my website, check me out at blackbriar.media.
Do you have a YouTube channel?
I do have a YouTube channel, Blackbriar Media. If you search it, you'll find it right there in YouTube.
Very good. We'll be right back. Talking media in the gun industry with Blackbriar Media and Kevin Brazel. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's negotiated a deal that will make it easier for American farmers to export beef to the European Union.
My administration is standing up for our farmers and ranchers like never before. We're protecting our farmers.
The deal will lower trade barriers with the EU, and the president estimates it will increase duty-free exports to $420 million. The White House is cheering the latest jobs numbers. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley tells Fox News the economy added 164,000 jobs in the month of July.
Another victory, not just for this president and the affirmation of his policies, but it's a victory for the American people. We now have more jobs available than people to fill them. More people are employed in this country than ever before.
And your final numbers on Wall Street for the week, the Dow lost 98 points to close at 26,485. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Busy throat. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
You check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Kevin Brazel of Blackbriar Media as we try to wade through what has been, what is, and what could be. You were saying, sir?
Yeah, so I was talking about just, you know, building quality images. I used to be a beauty portrait photographer, and to take a model and to organize a photo shoot where I had the equipment in place, I had a studio, lived in Seattle, Washington at the time, to bring a makeup artist in to, you know, to really make the model look the way that you want them to look. And then to organize everything and coach the model into posing in ways that you can produce really high quality images is something that I got really good at. And so transitioning from that sort of photography to product photography or specifically firearms related photography, I use a lot of the same fundamental concepts to get those great images of lighting and composition and, you know, preparation and, you know, thinking about the image that I want to create and then editing that image into what ends up being at the end. It is really strong suit. It's something that is repeatable. I've built sort of a program or sort of a process around how to create these images, and that's where I found a lot of success. I think I have a couple of different keys to success. I think one, especially when it comes to social media, Bill, you know, the social media, for all of its good merits, has you see a lot of vitriol. You see a lot of people looking to denigrate others. And I find that having a little bit of tact and not taking myself very seriously on social media is very important. Sticking to my area of expertise. And then also probably one of my biggest keys to success is networking with other influencers and then understanding what an influencer is. I think those are the areas that have helped me to repeatedly create great content for the firearms industry.
Well, one thing that I'm thinking, though, is that for all of those people out there that have, like, I followed the Vine phenomena when it was coming along. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And everybody was shooting their videos with a smartphone. It was and it was all designed to be over within 6 or 7 seconds. And some people got really big really fast, and then Vine sort of fell apart. And some of these people have managed to transition into the next step, and some of them are still just making higher production value on YouTube, although now some of them seem to be going more to Instagram because YouTube is going the way it's going. I don't know how you make money on Instagram. I think you have to be invited by Instagram to then get into some sort of monetized situation. But for the real deal, like filming, I've got a Blackmagic Pocket Cinema camera over here. There's no way my iPhone can film as good a video as that thing can film. There's just no way.
Mm-hmm.
And likewise, you're a Canon shooter, yeah?
Yep, that's accurate.
So there's no way. The reason everybody still shoots with Canon is, in a lot of cases, those Canon colors straight out of the camera. You've just got to tweak it here, a little tweak there, and you know, if you're looking for some sort of effect or something, but straight out of the camera, you're pretty good to go. Just you've got a nice starting point. That's not something.
The color science is really good.
Yeah, and the thing is, for somebody that knows how to manipulate that color science versus getting out there and putting something on a medium that's going to compress it so much and lose so much of it getting out there, they don't know how to go with it. You can go and do whatever they do easily. You can go take an iPhone and go photograph the girls at Terran Tactical,
sure,
or go photograph SDI or whatever you want to, and you can probably do a fairly decent job, at least as good as anybody out there. But they can't stop doing what they're doing and go pick up that Canon 5D Mark IV and pop a photo out there and understand composition, rule of thirds, you know, background, lighting, all this other stuff. They just don't know it.
And yeah, that's certainly true. And I think, like, that's what really differentiates. That's where you see the fields start to separate for, you know, really, really good, maybe mediocre or really good camera phone photographers versus the professionals who are using professional gear and then applying fundamentals of photography. That's I think, what will continue to separate the really high-quality content from the rest.
Well, what I'm saying is I think that at some point the gun industry is going to have to come back to the professional. And he's not going to be able to, I mean, you can be an influencer and a professional, but hey, some of these influencers can't be professionals, or they have to hire professionals. I know now that, like, for Instagram, for all these people to talk about, well, you know, Instagram's for smartphones, but yeah, they got people your caliber follow. They're paying people your caliber to follow them around and take their pictures.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you can just, you know, you have the expertise and knowledge of somebody who understands when the lighting is good and where the lighting is good and has the equipment to produce those high-quality images.
Well, this all leads us to this thing. See, one of the things that I find to be a little being in the media in the gun industry is tough, isn't it?
It really is. And I think there are opportunities. Let me put it this way. I think in the firearms industry, it's not an industry that's known for, or at least historically, for being really forward-looking. And what I mean by that is that we see innovation in machining. We see innovation in design, in pockets and spurts, and you'll have, you know, something that's cool today, will fall away, and something else will be cool tomorrow. But looking forward, and really, I think being able to harness media, and especially social media, new media, right, to to the advantage of the firearms industry. There are only few companies out there who are really doing it right. And it's interesting to see some big firearms names who are doing it right and a lot of them who are not doing it right. And then some very small startup companies who are really doing it right. And vice versa. It's just interesting to see how this naturally evolves over time. It hasn't been a very forward-looking industry, I think, in terms of doing media at a real world-class level. I think the firearms industry is still trying to figure out where to go with that.
Yeah. They're, for a lot of people, they're still sort of stuck in the print media. Nothing wrong with print media. Yeah. It's just print media is getting harder and harder to find, and print media has a really short life cycle. Because, I mean, I've bought, I don't know how long it's been since I bought a Recoil magazine, but
sure.
You know, in the beginning, it was people like you that was making Recoil pop out of there because of those photo spreads. But coming up on the last break of the hour, if you would, tell them once again how they can find Blackbriar Media.
Yeah, check me out on the web, blackbriar.media or blackbriarmedia.com. On Instagram, at Blackbriar Media, and also on YouTube, if you want to go and find me there. You can check out a video that I produced of Terran Tactical shooting the STI International Terran Tactical Combat Master from John Wick 3. Go ahead and look for Blackbriar Media.
I'm trying to manipulate Terran into letting me come and shoot with him just so I can say I did it. We'll be right back.
Great, great guy.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. I am talking to Kevin Brazel. He is the creative talent behind Blackbriar Media, where he takes a gun and he turns it into a fashion model. He takes a fashion model with a gun, and he turns that into something really special, too. And you even do really good with the tactical boys there, too, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a bunch of them out here in the great state of Utah, a great firearms community out here. And we've been producing a lot of really good content recently here in state. And when I travel around, taking photos of other items, primary weapon systems, AR-15s, Microtech knives, etc.
Cool. Tell me about the picture. Now, there's a picture. I'm going to be using this for the thumbnail for this part of the podcast when it goes out. You got a picture of two tactical guys coming up, and one guy's pulling the trigger, and it looks like he's shooting a handheld flamethrower. How did you do that? I saw that on your Instagram. Two guys.
Gotcha. Okay. I have to look at exactly which one that is. I have not a flamethrower, and I wonder if that's the image or if it's the image of a couple of AR-15s that we had out just not long ago.
Your caption is, "Do you even operate, bro? Had a great time at this tactical photo shoot a couple of weeks ago with a bunch of stellar shooters."
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's actually, it does look like, I'm looking at the image right now, it looks like a flamethrower, but it's actually not.
It's illuminated smoke, isn't it?
It is illuminated orange smoke, exactly. So we were out in the Utah desert at a shooting range, and it's about a 1,000-yard range out there. And we had some smoke that we were using for photography, and he had a weapons light. Ty Minson, he's silverwolf.us on Instagram. Great guy. Flew out here from the great state of Oklahoma. He's a law enforcement officer, and he came out to photograph with, he brought a combat mastery, bought a bunch of his SDI handguns. He owns a bunch of them. He had some, he had a bunch of great guns. He happens to be shooting a Smith & Wesson here. And the way that it's illuminated down through the orange smoke really makes it look like flames. So I see what you mean now. The way that we produced that was by, you know, wafting the smoke into the air, and we just had them walk straight through it as we photographed. Of course, we always safety check all of our weapons ahead of time if we're going to be out in front of muzzles. But that's how we produced that image. Also, you'll notice in a lot of the images that I shoot, that you'll have light coming in from the background. Usually I shoot during golden hour, which is about the last hour or two of sunlight.
Right.
That really gives a really good glow to your images. And then I'll use strobe light on the front to kind of fill in where it's dark so that you can see all of those fine details that I want to capture.
See, now the reason I'm bringing all of this out, people, for those of you that are listening, if you're in the gun industry and you're looking for a way to illustrate the visual, you might need to look at Blackbriar Media. You can go look at his Instagram for free and get an idea of what's going on with that. But then when it comes, I mean, let's face it, this is who you want to go to. You want to go to that kind of thing. You want to, if you're looking for the visual, if you're looking for the photo, photography is making a comeback too, in a way, isn't it?
I think it is. I think we see a lot more photographs on a daily basis than we used to. And because of that, I think the untrained eye can perceive better photographs from other photographs. And that's one thing that I think Instagram specifically is very good at is I think that the algorithm has some weird things about it. We won't talk about that necessarily, but the content with the most engagement generally rises to the top. And so you see more images that look visually appealing because, people naturally sort them in that way. And so I think you're right when you said that this is making a comeback. I think that the people who are willing to go through the effort and create really high quality content are going to be the people who rise to the top. And that's what I try and do with Blackbriar Media. I try and produce the best content that I possibly can. And I'm pretty proud of some of these photos I have up on Instagram.
Yeah, I would be too. Yeah, I would be too. But the part that I'm wondering about, as far as us being in the gun media part of it, like there's two other radio shows that are in multi-market that have any sort of spread besides mine, and I'm the only one that does it 5 days a week. So they're bigger than me as far as numerically, but I'm the only one doing it 5 days a week. So. What you do, what I do, is considered to be old. And the methods we go about are considered to be antiques. And yet the social media, at least right now, unless something changes, that's going to be a game that a lot of us aren't going to be allowed to play.
Yeah, I think everyone who is serious about social media right now is, in the firearms industry, is sort of waiting for the other shoe to drop. And in fact, I think there's an interesting trend that I'm seeing. When we see accounts like, Jade Struck, who is a phenomenal shooter, great person. She is an absolute fireball. Megan Swayze, who's also over at Terran Tactical, she's a phenomenal shooter. Both of those ladies can outshoot me any day of the week, and I'm no slouch necessarily. We're starting to see that these gun manufacturers directly are not having as much success on traditional social media or social media. And so what they're doing is they're hiring influencers. And a lot of times the influencers are women. We're seeing a lot more men influencers, I think, who are getting traction and people are following them. And I think another trend that I'm seeing that I really like is, you're seeing lady shooters who are, it used to be when you saw ladies promoting items in the gun industry that they were, they were gun bunnies or whatever that genre is. I'm starting to see a lot more women shooters who are competing, who are phenomenal shooters, and who also happen to photograph very, very well.
They're athletes.
Beautiful, right?
They're athletes.
They're athletes. Yeah, they're really great. I'm really happy to see that trend, and it's really cool to be working with some of those shooter athletes and models. You know, these people could go and make a career out of modeling itself if they wanted to. So I think that we're seeing some trends where gun manufacturers are realizing that there's not a long-term play in social media for the manufacturers themselves. And so the way that they're doing is they're hiring or they're using these influencers to, you know, promote their products. And I think that's a very smart way to do it. And I think it's also a very effective way to do it.
Well, I think they're going to have to find somewhere to put the pictures though before it's over with. So I do concur with you, however, but, We're going to run out of time in about a minute and 20 seconds. So I hope you'll consider coming back and we can discuss this again, because I don't get to discuss the gun media part of things very often. It's a very lonely place to be. But, Blackbriar Media on Instagram is blackbriar.media. One word, blackbriar.media. Go look at that. There's also astrophotography. There's outdoor photography. There's portrait photography there under. He's got various Instagram accounts. So if some of this stuff is not your cup of tea per se, and you're listening right now, if you like a nice picture of a beautiful full moon, he's got that too. So, I mean, that's the thing about taking photographs. It's very, very versatile. Tell everybody how they can find you one more time, please, sir.
Yeah, check me out, blackbriar.media on the web, Instagram, blackbriar.media. Or search YouTube for Blackbriar Media. Got a lot of great content up there. Bill, thanks so much for having me today.
Absolutely. I will be sending this to you just as soon as it's done. Like I said, please think about doing it again another time when you get a chance.
Will do.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, Dean Weingarten. I think he's still in Madison, Wisconsin, in Leftist Central. Time to talk to him again. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.